Welcome back inside the huddle. Don Stott, Jamie Blocker here this morning on sectional championship day. We just got through with Chad Peckinpah from the Clinton Prairie Gophers, and now we have Mr. Adam Tessinger from the Carroll Cougars. Welcome, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm great. I'll tell you what, short turnaround last night from the ball game to get up this morning. We appreciate you calling this morning. I know it's a busy day for you and Coach Peckinpah, but talk a little bit about last night's ball game and the big win over Covington.
Last night, kind of started a little slow. I think shooting-wise, we were a little off. We give a lot of credit to Covington. They definitely had a game plan coming in to try and make it difficult for us to get it inside against their 1-3-1 zone. And like I said, our shots weren't necessarily falling in the first half. But then I think by the end of the game, we looked at our shot chart from last night. We ended up shooting almost 80% from two. Most of those shots around the basket, and then started to get a few more of those threes to fall. So made some adjustments, and I think it was a great challenge. I mean, and Covington's record's 500, but they've played some teams. Fountain Central, they played them tough twice. It's maybe not indicative, I guess, of the quality of basketball team that Covington is, even though they're only at 500.
Well, I thought Covington had a difficult time with your up and down tempo of the basketball game, and of course, Owen Duff, the leader out there, along with Jake Skinner, really puts forth a lot of effort and keeps everybody in line coming down during the basketball game.
Yeah, I'd agree with that 100%. I mean, both of them specifically, but last night you see Owen got into foul trouble. I think he sat for probably 5 or 6 minutes in the second quarter because he picked up two quick fouls, and we didn't want him to pick up a third right away. So, and you could see at times where we struggled, but again, I give all our guys credit, but Jake kind of steps up when he's gone. There's been a couple games this year where we sat Owen out or tried to set him out of the Clinton Central game just with like a nagging little injury, and he was sick for the Frankfurt game and wasn't there. So, I mean, in hindsight, situations like that obviously help all the rest of those guys know that they're capable of stepping in and kind of filling some of the things that Owen does for our basketball team. And I think we saw that at different times last night.
I think the kid that got you going last night, well, as soon as he checked in the game, I think he chucked in a three, was Eli Harshbarger. And, man, that kid's got a motor and was up and down all over the floor.
I was just getting ready to ask that question.
He just seems like he's everywhere for you guys last night.
Yes, absolutely. And that's not just a last night thing. If you turn on any of our game films, you're going to see Eli basically leaving everything he's got out on the court. And what he does for us, I've said it a ton, but I mean, both offensively and defensively, but it always for us with him starts on the defensive end. He brings another added dimension for us, another person who is willing and capable of trying to get up into people and make ball handlers a little uncomfortable. Done an exceptional job rebounding the ball recently. I mean, there was, I think the Frankfurt game, he had 7 offensive rebounds as a guard. So, and he just continues to do whatever he can to try and help us be successful.
Coach Chris Huerta, I thought, had a pretty tough start last night, but then started settling in a little bit. He okay today?
Oh, he's okay today, yeah. I mean, it is tough at times when shots don't fall early for any player. But I think there towards the end in that second half, he started to look a lot more like the Chris that we all have watched and known and seen him grow up the last couple of years. So I definitely think he's ready for today and kind of let yesterday just stay in the past, which is where it should stay.
So you're 2 now, getting ready to play your third ball game this week. Is that right? Yep. And,
mm-hmm.
and what's your schedule like today for your team?
Well, right now we're watching some film. We've got a shoot-around/film session this morning, so we almost got through it all, and then I got some of my assistant coaches finishing it up for us, and then we'll kind of shoot a little bit and then try and walk through general game plan, stuff like that. It's typically stuff we do for any game, especially Saturday games. We'll come in the morning and do that, and then we'll get them back here sometime early evening-ish. Game starts at 7:30, so we'll probably get him here a little bit to shoot and then head over to Delphi, give him time to get dressed and soak it all in a little bit and shoot in our aux gym for a little bit and then be ready to go when the horn sounds.
Well, Coach, leading up to what you're talking about there, the last several years, every game against the Gophers have been really close, and I expect and Don expect probably tonight will be no different, and it'll be a challenge for the Cougars and a challenge for the Gophers on the other side. What kind of game are you expecting?
A very competitive one, as you guys kind of hinted at. I mean, I would say, I think I was on with you guys after our Clinton Prairie game back in January, and I said I don't know that I would have envisioned it being in the 60s and 70s point-wise, because typically those games were in the 30s and 40s. But there are always, I mean, since Coach Peckinpah's been there, it's been incredibly intense games between both schools. They've got a ton of talent in the last couple of years, and again this year. I mean, starting out the year, they were obviously losing what they lost last year was, I mean, it's not easy for any team to do that with how, well, the senior leadership and just what all those guys did for them. But you've seen it, I mean, on their schedule. You've seen them turn that corner and get that experience. And now, I mean, I don't know how many games they've won in a row, but they're certainly on a roll and playing the basketball that you think of when you talk about Clinton Prairie basketball. So, and on top of that, they knocked us off the first time we played. So we know going into this that it's wasn't going to be easy in the first place, but it's definitely not now because they're playing some really great basketball.
Coach, it looks like for me when the Carroll Cougars take the floor, they bring a workman-type mentality to the ball game. Does the fact that they had such a long run last year play into any type of effect in this sectional tournament?
I mean, I would assume you always say experience helps. Being in those situations before, I mean, we got tested last year, our first sectional game against Fountain Central. Playing the regional setup the way we did last year, going to a semi-state atmosphere. I mean, I would say it obviously helps, but at the same point in time, if you're going to just sit there and say, well, last year we did this or we made it to semi-state, Clinton Prairie doesn't care. Nobody on our schedule cares what we've done, and we can't rely on the fact of what we've done in the past because at this point in time, it means nothing. And so if we're not ready to go, we know what's going to happen because it already happened about 2 months ago at this time when we went over to Clinton Prairie.
Everybody healthy for you, Coach? Everybody, any injuries or anything you're worried about tonight for as far as any of your players?
Not at the moment, and I hope we keep it that way.
That's good to hear.
Well, tonight is your third ball game, as we mentioned earlier. The bench is going to be a big, big player for you. And with Eli and Noah coming off, will you go deeper if need be tonight?
I mean, Trent Metzger would be our eighth guy. And, I mean, I do have confidence in him. But I think our goal would be to stick with those seven and get them rotated in as much as we can. That's been a goal for us this season, is to try to limit a little bit the minutes of Owen, Jake, and Chris. Because last year, regular season or postseason, they basically played 32 minutes a game the whole season. And so, yes, our rotation's only really about seven deep, but for the most part, we've been trying to get them to only play about 26 to 28 minutes a game, which I know doesn't sound like a whole lot, but again, the goal's just trying to, so that when we get to this point of the season, they're as fresh as possible, because I felt like last year their legs were worn down by the time we got into postseason play.
You know, we don't talk a lot about Jake Skinner and the importance he plays on the basketball team, the physicality that he brings to the ball game, and the outside shot also.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on it, but he does pretty much anything. And it does it all. Like, he's just a kid that wants to do, I say it all the time with all these kids, but they want to do whatever they can to win. He's competitive. He's not going to back down from a challenge, whether that be, hey, Jake, you're guarding the other team's best player who happens to be a guard, or Jake, you're guarding the other team's best player who happens to be 6'8", Mitchell Dean, or whatever. Like, he doesn't necessarily care who we say this is who you're guarding. He's going to take the challenge head on and lead us And then offensively, I mean, like you said, shooting from outside certainly improved quite a bit this season. He put in a lot of time this offseason, changed his form a little bit. And, I mean, he's a knockdown shooter at this point in time. Like, I think he's improved his percentage like 12 or 13% this year from three from where he was last year. So just adding all that to everything else just gives us that other dimension offensively.
I looked up the seating capacity for Delphi Gym. It's 2,336. Last night was pretty full. A lot of Carroll faithful. There was a lot of Clinton Prairie faithful there last night. I expect a big crowd tonight. But, Coach, can you talk about the Cougar fans and what they mean to your program? I was at Carroll last week for a sixth-grade girls game, and they were talking about listening to you guys on and us on Inside the Huddle and talking about Carroll, and they're way behind you. And can you just reference the Cougar fans and how important they are to your program?
I don't know that I can put a word to it or a phrase to it or anything like that, but I mean, it's obvious, and we talked about it when we played Taylor here a couple weeks ago. I mean, that atmosphere was electric. Having our stands basically full, a student section that's so supportive. I mean, it's been amazing to have the support of these fans through what these guys have done the last couple seasons, because, I mean, truthfully, I know it could be cliche to say, but we don't do all of what we've done without them, because it's just different. It makes playing basketball fun when you play in front of atmospheres like this, whether it be yours or, like, tonight. I expect us to bring a good crowd again, just like always, and I expect Clinton Prairie to do the same. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere for a sectional championship game.
All right, Coach, I too will agree that your fans are the best. We always have one or two come up to us. Last night it was Mrs. Viney to talk about how much they appreciate our coverage. I don't expect you to make an answer for that at all. We just appreciate, having them come and talk to us about what we do for not only you, but for the Clinton Prairie Gophers and for the Rossville Hornets. It's a lot of fun, and we enjoy watching kids grow in the basketball field and also mature themselves in life.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. And we appreciate all you guys do for us. And like you said, not just us. It's just nice to be able to have the basketball talent in this area kind of highlighted and be able to kind of showcase what we can do. Because a lot of times I feel like as an area, we kind of get overlooked sometimes.
Coach, thanks for calling in. Good luck tonight, and we'll see you in Delphi.
Thank you.
All right, we've been speaking with Adam Tessinger, the head coach of the Carroll Cougars. So tonight, big boy, what do you got going on? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go. Of course, you know what side I'd lean to, but I'm telling you right now.
I would expect that.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a monster game.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first game, you know, I watched from the fire station online, watched you guys call it, and it was just a fabulous game for, you know, if you're a Gopher fan, but it was just if you're a basketball fan in general. You know, it was a great game. But I expect tonight to be the same way, and it could probably go either way. You know, it's just going to come down to probably a couple close calls. It always does. And if you can hit your free throws and not make the crucial turnover at the wrong time.
Well, both teams have star players in Owen Duff and Jake McGraw, and you know that those boys will be there to play. I think it's going to come down to the benches. And how well does Eli Harshbarger play and Noah Falkenberg coming off the bench? And how well does the guys who come off the bench for Clinton Prairie, Harshbarger now is a starter, but let's go with
Wilson
and Levi Osler.
Yeah, Wilson could be the key of the game tonight for the Gophers. He wasn't there for seven games, but he's back now, and you know he's trying to play back into his role. I was watching him last night. He's not where he was before he left the team and came back. So if he can get in full game mode tonight, he's just a different dimension for Prairie because he's so quick. And he can attack the rim, and he's a second option to Jake McGraw on doing that. And the teams have to respect him.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to come down to the fact that both teams are playing their third basketball game. It's going to be a quick first period, I think. But I look for Coach Peck and Paul to pull out the defense to try to slow things down and put a lot of pressure on the outside shot for Carroll. They do a great job at denying inside, The Gophers have played a very difficult schedule coming into the sectional. They've won 10 in a row. I think the momentum was with them, and I think the Carroll Cougars have to come in and fight this out.
Yeah, I think so. For the Prairie program, it's probably been 10 or 11 years in the making since the program's been competitive. Had a shot at this multiple times and couldn't get it done. So maybe, you know, with what happened earlier in the week, this is the time. It's been 41 years since they won a sectional. It'd be a neat story if it happened tonight for the Gophers, that's for sure.
Well, we're actually going to try to get on and do a 30-minute pregame show. We think we can do that with both teams. There's a lot to talk about that you don't get to maybe do in 20 minutes. And so look for us to be on the air somewhere around 7 o'clock tonight.
Can't wait to hear it. If you don't have anything to do tonight, there's 2,336 seats at Delphi. They'd be more than happy to sell one. I don't think there'll be many open. I really don't, because both schools travel well. And that's been that way in a lot of sports for Carroll and Clinton Prairie. Let's give a shout-out to both schools, because it doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, girls' yep. basketball, yep. whatever. They support their kids, and that's neat to see.
Carl told me that Tuesday night's crowd was the second largest crowd in Delphi history.
I can believe it, because there wasn't very many seats to be had. And they were talking, and I want to give out a shout-out to you. Don last night was on Indiana Sports Talk, which is calling in to report of Sectional 38, which is listening around the state of Indiana on Bob Level's show. So that was neat for you to listen. Sorry I missed it. I was giving the car going into the house, but, you know, getting state famous now, Don. We're spreading from one end of the state to the other.
I had about 30 seconds of time with Bob.
Well, that's all it takes, 30 seconds. Hey, we'll let you know on next week's show what we're going to do. A lot of it will depend on what happens tonight. We don't want to forget about the Rossville Hornets right now. They're on their way to Fountain Central. They play a noon game today and would turn around and play tonight if they win. So all these things factor, but we do know there will be a regional game next week carried by WILO if it's the Carroll Cougars or the Clinton Prairie Gophers. So, but we'll figure out our show for next Saturday morning, but we will be here. Even if it's live or it's Memorex, right, Don?
That's right.
Hey, have a great day. Look forward to seeing you tonight at Carroll.